Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The smell of victory. What's that old ABC thing? The from the ABC Wide World of Sports. The thrill of victory. The sadness. It wasn't the sadness of defeat.
The thrill of defeat.
No.
Yes.
No. The thrill of. Wait, Kenny, what's the bridge?
No, the agony of defeat.
That's it. There you go. Okay, 7 at the hour. Doug Steffen, the Good Day program, Monday morning, last Monday of February. So after this week, we'll be 1/6 of the way through this so far horrible year. How's that for a good way to get things started? Hey, it wasn't a good year for a number of people so far. It isn't, hasn't been, but will be. And I'm going to predict that one of the people that have a pretty good year is actor Michael Keaton, who is just himself. I think that's what I get out of.
See him chomping on the gum.
Yeah, that's why he's doing gum. I don't know. Is he a smoker? I don't know. A lot of times people chew on gum, but it may have been.
I didn't think about that. Maybe
nervous.
That's what it was, yeah.
Mm. So the winner for the best supporting actor, the best actress. I thought Neil Patrick Harris did quite a good job. I don't know what to make of him going out there on the stage without his clothes on. It was an interesting
moment. In his underwear.
Yeah.
It was a Birdman thing.
Oh, I haven't seen Birdman. You
right.
saw it? Okay, so that's what it was?
Huh. Yeah.
I guess, but still.
You didn't
a little
like
uncomfortable.
It. You were?
Yeah.
Why? You're not comfortable in your own manhood?
What's no, I just, why I want to watch a guy run around in his underwear. Do you like watching a guy run around in his underwear?
No.
Okay.
Didn't do a thing for me, but
right,
I didn't
exactly.
take it the same way. I thought it was,
you know,
it was a reach.
I thought,
but it gave people a lot to talk about.
I like him. And
Neil Patrick Harris?
Oh, yeah. I think
he's very likable.
Very capable. But I thought he was very stiff and robotic last night. I thought he had some really funny jokes.
Yeah.
A few. Hmm. But I thought he was very stiff, like he was robotic.
Yeah. You got that. He was robotic. 888-302-3684 as Monday morning arrives on the scene. What did you think of the Oscars if you watched them last night? Best Director. I'm a little tired, frankly, of two things. The Mexicano stuff and the black stuff. Because there was so much made of the lack of color in those movies which had been nominated, I think that the producers of the show went overboard. And there was a almost to the point of being obvious that we had so much the presenters and then some of the stories behind it. Just it was a reach, it seemed to me. If you don't feel like there are enough good movies that had a theme that suggested that we, you know, I mean, why make this stuff up? And I thought when Neil Patrick Harris came down and had a chat with a fellow who starred as Martin Luther King. I can't remember his name. But Oprah's sitting behind him with a big puss, a big sour puss on her face. Do you see that?
Yeah.
It's just
she was a little funky last night, too.
She's too wrapped up in herself anymore, it seems to me.
Everybody had a cause last night. Listen, yeah. There were civil rights.
Well, there wasn't everybody, but there were a lot.
There was immigration.
Yeah.
There was women's rights.
Yeah.
There was ALS.
Uh-huh.
And
how do we use that?
What, huh?
Autism?
Autism.
Yeah.
Autism.
So of all those causes, which one
did
we think was the most interesting? Or
oh, no.
Who
and,
made the best point?
Arquette? And Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So who made the best pitch for his or her cause? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Ken. I thought J.K. Simmons was exactly what I wanted him to be, the everyman.
Oh, and there was the other cause, call your mother.
Yeah.
His acceptance speech was basically, hello to my kids, call your mother. Yeah. And then I'm talking to anybody out there who has a mother, pick up your phone and call your mother. Don't text her. Don't Facebook her. Yeah. Call her and talk to her.
What's wrong with that?
I thought it was pretty good, but then it made you wonder what's going on at home with him.
Oh, whatever. I think sometimes we read too much into these things, frankly. All I can say about J.K. Simmons is I remember him back when he was on Law & Order 20 years ago as the shrink. And he's done pretty much everything, including the pitch for whatever the insurance company is.
Farmers Insurance. Yeah. That was one of Neil Patrick Harris's best lines.
What did he say?
He won an Oscar. Dun, 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 dun. That was fun.
So there's facebook.com/goodday, Twitter, Good Day Show. So, Kenny, what sort of comments are you getting from people as to what they liked about the Oscars, what they're uncomfortable with, did the right people win, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Nothing so far. I just posted it. I know that over the weekend, a lot of people were commenting about American Sniper and that if it didn't win, it was the liberal left wouldn't let it win.
Right. So now we're going to have the Selma crowd complaining that they didn't win, and the American Sniper crowd complaining that they didn't win.
Yeah, no, so much.
So nobody's so
everybody's always got a complaint. What about Joan Rivers? I didn't realize that she was really much of an actress, and the hoo-ha brouha about her not being in the In Memoriam reel. I didn't even.
She should absolutely been in the. I didn't even notice that.
Why was she? Why? What did she do that was a movie?
Well, she was in one of your all-time favorite movies,
which was
Spaceballs. But she was the voice of the C-3PO character.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other hokey movies.
Yeah. And she made the red carpet into a thing.
She did make the red carpet into a thing. Yes, that's true. Yep. Okay. So was that a purposeful snub, or was it just one of those things? Is that...
I don't know why she wouldn't have been there.
Well, somebody either decided she didn't belong there, or they just plain forgot. Which is,
hey, listen, if they put some guy who was a grip for 40 years
in there,
you would think she should be able to make it in.
You know what? I hadn't forgotten about James Garner passing away. But there was another, and I'm trying to remember which one it was that I had forgotten. Had
Mickey Rooney?
Past year. No. That was pretty obvious. Or something that was there. There was nothing that rang a bell except for one. I'd have to go back through the list. At any rate, a lot of people are yakking about this. The program went on way too long. There's still way too many things that nobody gives a damn about. The animated short film, who cares? The documentaries, who cares? Film editing, do that in the Saturday thing that you do.
Yeah, but they can't walk out there and give best actor, best director, best actress.
No, but they can have. But they can have stuff that is of general interest to the largest crowd. And
you know, I was saying the same thing last night, and my wife and daughter both said to me, "You guys have the Super Bowl. This is our Super Bowl."
What? Huh. Women versus men?
What? Well, yeah. they're artists. They're in that art kind of lifestyle, so that's the big thing for them.
I find Patricia Arquette, I've always found her very attractive, and I like her style. I like the way she presents things. Was she married to...
was it her or Julianne Moore that did the women's equality thing?
No, it was Patricia Arquette.
It was, okay.
Yeah. Julianne Moore was Alzheimer's. And that was sort of out of nowhere as well. I didn't even remember that movie.
Got the crowd on their feet with her speech, though.
Yeah. Meryl Streep pointing. What was funny, when the fellow came out with the long hair, I didn't get him in the blue tux, who nominated the women for Best Supporting Actress. And according to California law, Meryl Streep has to be nominated. That was a good line. There's some good lines. And so it is what it is and has been what it has been. And so we'll see where the comments go. Isn't the only thing going on in the world today by...
Last note here.
Yeah.
How terrible does John Travolta's hair look?
I didn't even notice his hair. I thought that was a good moment, frankly. Did you think that was a good moment?
I thought it was funny, but it just looks too good to be real.
His hair looks wrong. Yeah.
Well, maybe they put it on wrong.
it looks like a helmet.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. You have heard me talking about how Heart Factors Plus has ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels, improves the cardiovascular health. This is heart time. If you don't want your heart to give up on you, I suggest that you call 800-577-8560 and not give up on it. Heart Factors Plus works for millions of people now around the country and around the world. People who have been taking Heart Factors Plus for a year or more, helps keep the blood pressure where it is or brings it down. You'll be so pleased with this product. I have recommended it because I take it. I made sure Kenny had some to work with his blood pressure issue, and you should get some just to keep yourself normal. And if you work out or if you want to keep your muscles strong, this is an added reason. Blood to your muscles, blood to your heart, to your organs, to your brain. That's the deal with Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. Maybe the fact that I tell you it's the best-selling supplement that we've ever talked about on this program, maybe that's what makes the difference. Whatever it is, do yourself a favor. Call 800-577-8560 for Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and LMS number 3030.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like,
that was good.
Yeah.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out the best. It was Boston.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
This has been a tremendous experience. This guy is as bold can be. And it was just a tremendous honor for me to look. It's great to be here.
That was one of the lines of the night. Look, it's just great to be here. Good for you, Michael Keaton, on Good Days. 21 after the hour, Monday. Hello, hello, hello.
The free
Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Sing my songs. I never define who I am. The man that loves you to the end. You're the last person I will know. You're the last place I will.
Glenn Campbell, I'll Be Me, film nominated for an Oscar for Best Original Song for
Not Gonna Miss You.
I'm Not Going to Miss You, performed last night at the ceremony by Tim McGraw. We most, all of us thought this was pretty good.
Never gonna so, hold you like I did.
It's a haunting song.
It's a very yeah. deep song.
Yeah, it really is. His story is life ends for him. Would you say, Kenny, I didn't hear you?
Powerful.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
Yeah. Power of poll today at DougSteffen.com. Lots of music at last night's Academy Awards. Which performance was your favorite? Tim McGraw, one of them listed there. Everything is Awesome, the cast performance of that. The opening with Neil Patrick Harris, Anna Kendrick, and Jack Black. John Legend in Common, Lady Gaga. I thought she was quite, I thought that was,
she was
almost
fantastic.
Spectacular.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I told you, man, she's got pipes. She can
sing. She also kind of knows how to work the crowd. I think that's part of her appeal, that she's a little bit off, but not enough off. And she's been very smart at doing things. The Tony Bennett thing has been a bonanza for her and for him.
Yeah. No, she's smart. She gets it.
I think she is.
I thought she was terrific, but in a four-hour award show, do they really need to do a tribute to a movie from 50 years ago?
Yeah. Well, but then they needed to bring her. It was a good way to bring Julie Andrews out on the stage.
Yeah.
I think that was a good mechanism.
Yeah, I would agree with that, though, too.
888-302-3684. Ellen DeGeneres on Friday. This is the time of the program where we present to you either monologues or things that have a sort of wry sense of appeal. Ellen DeGeneres joking about the Oscars here.
I'm doing so
something for the Oscars I've never done before. I decided to have an office pool. I had a full-size swimming pool installed in my office, and I'm going to watch from my pool in my office. And I also bet a lot of money on the nominees, so I thought I'd share some of my Oscar predictions. My first prediction is that Neil Patrick Harris will host. And I know they announced it months ago, but I found someone in my office who hadn't heard about it, so I bet him $100. So my next prediction is for Best Actor, and this is a tight competition. Ultimately, I think the winner will be Eddie Redmayne for The Theory of Everything. And I think Best Supporting Actor will go to The Fake Plastic Baby from American Sniper. My next prediction is for Best Actress. This is really one of the most diverse categories because there's a redhead in it. I'm going to go with Julianne Moore for Still Alice. And I'm hoping that Meryl Streep wins for Best Supporting Actress, because this is true. Anytime Meryl doesn't win an Oscar, there will be six more weeks of winter. So.
No, that didn't happen.
Oh, well.
Yep. On this date in 1939, the 11th Academy Awards celebrated at the Biltmore Hotel in L.A. Oscars doled out for You Can't Take It With You, for Best Picture. Best Director was Frank Capra. How many people still remember him and what he contributed? And how many people like him are around? When you look at the list of winners, this is why I brought this out. Spencer Tracy for Boys Town. Betty Davis, let's see, who are some of the, Walter Brennan, Best Supporting Actor that year. Walt Disney won an Oscar for Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. How many of those sorts of people?
Frank Capra was quoted last night.
Yes, I saw that, yeah.
What is it, There Are No Rules in Movie Making?
Yeah, who said that?
I can't remember.
Mm,
but, so apparently he's still relevant.
Of course he is, yeah. Very, very relevant, as are some of the awards anyway. So that's it, 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Tory Clark and Joe Connison. Coming right up, Governor Scott Walker seemed to be the star of the Iowa Freedom Summit politically. That right?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Joe Connison and Tory Clark. Is there now a new top tier, if not front runner, for the GOP nomination after Governor Scott Walker's performance at the Iowa Freedom Summit?
I'm always amazed at how much energy, how much time, how many resources gets put into Iowa when, if you're a smart person, you just play the numbers, you go, okay, right? Even if I do well here, it doesn't really set me on the path that I want to be on. People that I know have become kind of disaffected. They've just gotten out of politics. They're just kind of fed up with it. They're calling up. They're emailing. They're texting about Scott Walker. So very anecdotally, I've seen and heard from a lot of people who are pretty smart people kind of going, you know, he may have it. He may just be the one.
Look, it depends what your analysis of the electorate you need to win a national election is. And by that token, I don't think Scott Walker is a great candidate for the Republicans. I think he has no appeal to Hispanic voters. I think he has zero appeal to black voters. If you go back and look at what happened in Milwaukee when he was there, it was very racially polarized. And he's sort of an unreconstructed 1950s right-wing Republican. If you think that's the path to the presidency, then you might be for him.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute, today with Joe Connison and Tory Clark.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-888-253-3139. 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Another half hour of conversation. Monday, 23rd of February. The situation is as it is normally on Monday. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio on the southern side of the Potomac. And Ken Kessler is on the western side of the Mississippi, as am I. So here we are. I thought, Jennifer's not here today again. That's right, too. Mañana is soon enough for me. The poll over the weekend at DougStephan.com. Top 10 talk topics of last week. Which one was the most important to you? 28% agreed with the folks at Talkers Magazine. The battle against ISIS was number one. The court stay of the Obama amnesty order, number two. Let's see here. 16% said the frigid, snowy winter weather, which continues to be a dominant force in conversation as Arctic air has returned to New England, but it's upper New England. From like Manchester north, if you draw a line across there, Brattleboro, Vermont, certainly that area that borders in Canada is horribly cold. Upper New York State, very cold. There was some sunshine yesterday and slightly warmer temperatures on my farm. Temperature up to 35 degrees. And some of the snow.
BC.
Was it? What was the temperature?
It was almost 50 degrees. We got 6, 7, 8 inches of snow on Saturday, and then it was almost 50 degrees yesterday. It was gorgeous.
Well, let's see what's going on here. Chilly winds sending temperatures diving below zero all over northern New England this morning. Let's see here. Winds in Bennington, Vermont, brought the temperature to minus 17 degrees as the sun begins to shine a little bit. Lake Placid, New York, on the other side of the divide, if you will, teeth chattering, minus 30 degrees. Things are very slippery. Yesterday, as Richie was saying, the weather got warm down there. Most of your problems are over. If you get into New England, New York State, up in Pennsylvania, et cetera, it was warm enough and there was enough moisture. There was snow and rain. The roads became treacherous and then things got really bad because the ice returned, very dangerous for motorists, for those people who are in those areas. I don't have to tell you about black ice. You know, there were a lot of people that have been hurt in accidents all over the place yesterday and through the night last night. Man was killed yesterday when he fell through a skylight on the roof of a building in Canton, Massachusetts. This is a roof. He was up there assessing the snow removal needs. And the skylight was covered with snow. He didn't know it was there. So he fell 45 feet to his death. The roof, we had, I was looking at some of the pictures from Framingham. The Lowe's store collapsed because of the weight of the snow. And it's a big freeze. It's a big mess. It hasn't changed. It's been this way for well over a month. And the signs are that it could be this way for another month. Certainly the snow, even though there's a warming trend in the long-range forecasts, I can tell you with 8 feet of snow on my farm, that's not going to melt overnight. And when it does melt, let's say there is a rapid warming. Do you realize what kind of a mess that's going to be?
Flooding and just a mud pit.
Yeah. Well, there were winter storm warnings this morning posted for portions of northern Louisiana, parts of Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, under winter storm watch because of the freezing rain. That's what happens. There are 25 people got killed over the weekend because of the driving conditions. So word to the wise is sufficient, so some say. And that brings us around to another item of interest, the fact that we now have a third category of crisis management. You got ISIS, you got Al-Qaeda, and now Al-Shabaab. Remember the attack at the mall in Kenya a couple of years ago, 60 people dead? Now Al-Shabaab says it wants an encore, either somewhere here in America or in Canada or in Great Britain. The Mall of America is on the list. There's no credible evidence that an attack is in the works. So why are they all over the place with this then? Is it the news media, once again, being its irresponsible self, scaring the hell out of everybody? Al-Shabaab.
I'm sorry.
You're sorry about what?
I can't feel threatened by somebody who sounds like a line out of a 50s doo-wop song.
Wow.
Al-Shabaab.
Al-Shabaab. Okay, so no big deal then. Right, so let's go to
what
Yemen.
What they're trying to do, I think they're just trying to
yeah, they want to still have import and impact.
Well, they're hoping that some lone wolf detached kid will just walk into the mall and do something crazy. That's what I think they're... It's a Hail Mary.
The situation, there are two other situations that are tenuous. The Yemeni president, you all know him, Abdu Rabu Mansour Hadi.
Sure, yeah.
Was forced into house arrest last month by the militants in Yemen. He escaped and released a statement saying he is still the president, calling all the political decisions.
So am I.
Yes, right. Okay. And the ceasefire that isn't a ceasefire. You couldn't escape the video from Ukraine with all the marchers and the bodies on the street and the pretty terrible disposition of what was a peaceful protest rocked by explosions and gunfire and the usual nonsense over there. Why doesn't somebody just shoot Bad Vlad? What a cretin. What a creep. Egotistical Abe. Richie said I should stop.
No, don't go there.
I'm not. I didn't.
Okay.
Listen, Richie has stopped. I was a good boy. The Center for Disease Control, announcing the discovery of a new virus that may spread through tick or insect bites. This is all, we're getting all the good news taken care of early on, folks. The virus may have contributed to the death of a Kansas man who was otherwise healthy. Working with experts from the Kansas Department of Health University of Kansas Medical Center. Researchers there finding that the virus is part of a group of viruses called Thogotovirus. 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 Virus was named Bourbon. The case is the first, and chuckle about a guy who gets and dies. But you see here, there are these viruses. This is the second story in a week. The story last week about the virus that's on the end of the of these cameras that they stick into people for an endoscopy or a colonoscopy. These little cameras. There's some kind of super bug that seems to have existed here in Los Angeles at the Reagan Medical Center, and couple of people have had tough time with this. So is it worth all of the time? Is this conversation and this reality and this problem worth all of this conversation and attention? What are the chances of you getting this thing from Kansas? What are the chances of you getting this thing from here in Los Angeles? What are the chances of you getting Ebola? What are the chances of you getting measles?
It was funny because they tell you if you're sick, please don't get bitten by a mosquito.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Genius. All right. Let me.
Hey, speaking of germs in the news.
Hey, Richie, what?
You would love this one.
I would.
A Swedish study found.
Swedish study.
Found that doing dishes the old fashioned way by hand might help curb modern day problems with rising rates of childhood allergies.
Mm-hmm.
They say that they studied two groups of kids, dishwasher kids, hand washing kids, and the kids that were in the hand washed dishes in their house group were about 40% less likely to develop allergies compared
because
to the
they're
kids
being exposed.
They used a dishwasher,
bugs
right?
And things that we all need to be. Richie, you have genius on side.
I just knew I could throw this hook out there for you, and you would bite on this story because you're the expose your kids to germs guy.
I think that that's what we all need to do.
And
our
that's
children.
What this is.
This is yesterday, Brendan and Megan and I and Matthew were having our fun.
Take your grandkid out there and roll him around in the dirt.
Megan and I took a two-hour walk.
Oh, cool.
And the baby was in a little one of those little carry-all things in front of her, and we just walked and talked. No, she was carrying him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and his little leg was sticking out on the side, and that's why I look over at him, and he's just kind of snorting around. He has this smile thing that I don't know. I mean, I think you can overdo it. I was thinking, because we put a couple of pictures, I think, on Facebook, haven't we, Kenny, in the last few weeks?
The reason Facebook exists is so people can post kids of their or post pictures of their kids and their grandkids.
I don't know.
So
I
have at it.
Really, you think?
Sure.
He used to be. He really is kind of a cute.
People
kid.
Never get tired of seeing cute kids.
Really?
No, never. And that's a cute kid.
Yeah,
so
he is a cute
people
kid.
Never get tired of seeing.
Yeah.
Him.
Yeah, and he's. But Megan is just. We had it. We walked around. We had a drink of lemonade, and had a little pastry, and then we had a little lunch. And he's just, he doesn't, not a word, boo, nothing. In 2 hours, he just was there existing in that little sack. And I thought, geez, I was remembering when my kids were small like that. Megan was good. Brendan was a little restless sometimes. But it doesn't seem like any time, my daughter's 40, my son's 38, and it is a flash. It is a flash.
That's what Julie Andrews said last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, right. She was 50 years ago, like, she woke up here.
She goes, I blinked, and here I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are two schools of thought when it comes to that sort of thing as you realize or you think about your own reality and how things are. What is there about your life that you hold most precious and dear? What do you want to protect? What do you want to keep in front of you, keep in the here and the now? I think that's when you have moments like that, you think about all of the good things, hopefully, that you've been through. Maybe you think about the things that have been distracting, but were they all that important? I mean, even Kenny, as much as you don't like your first wife, that's past, gone. And,
yeah.
I mean, you think about the time that you spent with that or in that. And I can't say that Richie, you've really had those sorts of things. Thank God for that. We've all had our share of tragedies and missteps and things that we kind of wish we could have done better with. But I think you're very fortunate. Other than your health issue, I think from what, and you and I have been friends for 18 years or so, or mm-hmm. certainly, I don't know if we've been friends all the time, but we've gotten, you know, you work closely with somebody and you kind yep. of get to know what they're all about. And I don't see, for you, that you've had
drama.
That stuff. No.
Yeah,
no.
I don't do drama.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it. Those people who do drama and get lost up in it forget about the realities of time. And, you know, the desperation sometimes that comes out of, okay, this doesn't work, I'm going to go find something else. And that doesn't work either. And then you think, well, geez, you know, the last thing I had wasn't so bad, and then it looked pretty good, and then it looks better and better, and then you kind of get into your reality. And I think that's sort of what the Julie Andrews conversation was about last night. And I think as I was walking with my daughter and thinking, my God, I can remember doing this, it seems like yesterday, with her, those precious moments, the things that you have that you appreciate. Maybe you don't appreciate them as much when you're going through them, but when you look back and recollect, hey, there was a lot of good there. There was a lot of great stuff that came out of it. Does the good outweigh the bad? And do you focus on the bad or do you focus on the good? And I would suggest when you think back about your children and when you were a child, and that's what I did after I was thinking about my children. I'm thinking, good God, I remember back to when I was three. I don't remember much before three, but I do remember.
Hey, you got a good memory,
three.
I can't. I can remember when I was 22.
It's mostly because a lot of that stuff is being dredged up again because of stuff that was going on. We all have that sort of stuff. Some of us dredge it up. Some of us have it there, have to get rid of it. And, yeah, I think maybe that's partially, Rajiv, why you have the kind of clarity that you do is maybe because either there was nothing when you were a child or whatever you had there. Is forgotten, and as it probably
I'm telling you, my life is drama free.
Yeah, good for you. 13 before the hour, I can say the same. 13 before the hour, and good day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover, and definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Granger, that's who. I love Granger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Granger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
There is something about the road that beckons and invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But, while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through March 2nd, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and your first 2 months' payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of SiriusXM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
But you follow the NASCAR circuit, and out of the sort of corner of my mind, I remember seeing, as I was scanning through a number of stories over the weekend, something about one of the big stars of NASCAR getting bopped. But I'm trying to, I can't remember the name of the fellow. Kenny, is that
Jeff Gordon?
No, I don't think it was Gordon. There was somebody.
Jeff Gordon got bopped in the last lap last night.
No, it wasn't Gordon. It was somebody who was tossed out of or eliminated from eligibility for competition. And I'm not a NASCAR fan. I probably shouldn't have even brought it up, but I looked at the Daytona.
Well, the big news is that the Daytona 500 was yesterday, which kicks off the season, and Joey Logano comes in and wins it.
Good old Joey Logano.
Yep. Yeah. He was beat back Harvick and Dale Earnhardt Jr. So and Jeff Gordon, this is his last year. He's retiring after this year. Had a chance to win it and then just got caught up in an accident and got booted out in the last lap. So
was Kurt Busch.
That's it. You got it. Kurt Busch. Why did he get kicked out, Kenny?
Domestic violence.
Really?
Well, that's no good.
So he's having a problem with his wife, and that reflects badly
girlfriend,
on NASCAR.
Yeah.
Girlfriend reflects badly. So what does the NFL learn from NASCAR?
Maybe I think what did NASCAR learn from the NFL?
Probably, that's it. Yeah.
Probably saw what's going on over there.
Well, two-way street. 51 past the hour. Monday's discussion on Good Day.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Pay attention to the way others treat you today. That's a word to the wise. It's Monday, 2/23/15, 53 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Ken Kessler and Rich McFadden and Shelley Palmer strolling in here. Striding. I was, I get paid by the word. Sometimes I put them together. Striding and strolling in here. He'll be with us in a moment to talk about a new program. If you need to find extra storage online, Shelley's got the ticket for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Finally, there's a lightweight cat litter that doesn't act lightweight. It's new Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
My name is Erin, and I'm a professional pet sitter. I deal with cat litter all day. Clump & Seal Lightweight is amazing on odor. It's super easy to carry, and there's absolutely no dust.
No other litter seals and destroys odor and is 50% lighter than our regular litter and 100% dust-free.
It changed how I feel about a lightweight litter. I would recommend it to my friends and my clients.
Get 7-day odor control and no dust in new Arm & Hammer Clump & Seal Lightweight.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, are you in need of extra cloud storage? A new Microsoft promotion will give you 100 gigabytes of OneDrive cloud storage for free for 2 years if you sign up for Bing Rewards. Bing Rewards is a program that gives you credits when you make searches on Bing or MSN, which you can then redeem for gift cards, sweepstakes entries, and more. If you're already a member of Bing Rewards, don't worry, you're eligible for the free storage space too. If you don't want to sign up for another account that will pepper your inbox with unwanted emails, Microsoft has another tempting cloud storage offer. If you're an existing Dropbox user, head over to preview.onedrive.com/bonus. Microsoft will prompt you to save a document to your Dropbox. Once you verify that you have a Dropbox account, Microsoft will gift you 100 gigabytes of OneDrive space free for a year. Both promotions are temporary, and keeping the extra cloud storage space will cost you $2 a month after the promotions end. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Tonight on NBC, it's an all-new The Voice with returning champion Blake Shelton.
Blake has a major eye for talent.
Yeah, that's an understatement. I mean, his most recent champion, Craig Wayne Boyd, debuted at number one on the country charts.
And the only other artist to do that is...
That would be Garth Brooks.
Way to know your country trivia.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And then, after The Voice, it's the return of The Night Shift.
About a doctor who served in Afghanistan, yep. And now he's fighting the war at home in a San Antonio hospital, and he's really hot.
Okay, don't miss The Night Shift, right after an all-new The Voice, tonight on NBC.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm looking at a story that we're carrying from today's show at DougSteffen.com, focused on YouTube, about to take a big step forward. Google says that its video provider is set to launch an ad-free subscription service that'll cost $7.99 a month. What do you think? Watch videos without having to watch ads? Is that an idea
that
people get support? Say what?
Ad-free YouTube.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
If you don't want to see the ads, then pay up, said the finance columnist Michael Santoli. This makes a lot of sense. A lot of people looking that, this is one of those things. This is how I see it. The idea that there is across the top a ban, or just this is an idea, okay? This is how it's worked to this point. But is there a better way of doing it? Or is there a way that we can make some more money? These people come up with genius ideas sometimes. This is pretty simple and straightforward. If Netflix can do it, that's pretty much what they're doing, right? And who else is doing this sort of thing? Amazon looks like it wants to do it. Aren't there others that are doing this now, Kenny?
Sure. Amazon does it. Hulu.
Yeah.
There's that new Sling TV. There's more of them coming up every day.
Right. Okay. So this makes good sense. Story at DougSteffen.com.
Interesting. Mark Cuban did this this interview the other day for one of these tech sites.
Right.
And they kind of jumped in his face for saying, he said that YouTube was basically a bust. And they said, so where were you wrong? And he's like, I'm not wrong. He goes, 98% of all the videos on YouTube have only been seen by their creator and their mother.
Uh-huh.
There's like 2% of the YouTube videos that actually get wide viewership. And I thought that was pretty interesting.
Why did Google spend billions of dollars to buy YouTube then?
Well, I'm sure it makes money. But I think Cuban is right. I don't think it is as
big.
Yeah. I don't think it's as big. The billions and billions of videos there, I think he's right. I think only a small percentage of them get viewed besides people other than the creator and their mother.
Mm. Well, there you go, Richie. How much has your mother seen of what you've created?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I put pictures, videos of my kids up there, and then they got five views.
Yeah. 5 views. 59 after on Good Day.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.